Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers & Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers & Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, knoxorthopedics.com.
Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help.
We welcome you to the Lady Bombers post-game show here on Class Kids 101.7. As Mountain Home girls are able to pull off the season sweep over Nelson this year, getting the 51-44 victory over the Lady Raiders tonight here in Jonesboro. Let's first take a look at our actually, I'm going to go with two again. Dewey and Sons co-players of the game. I'm going to go with Kay Gilbert and Asm Yates. They were big in this game, especially at the not only from the floor, but also at the free throw line. Kay Gilbert ended up with 20 points tonight, including going 5 of 6 from the charity stripe. And Asm Yates, with 19 points, she was a perfect 10 of 10 from the free throw line this evening. Also from Mountain Home, 5 points for Anna Grace Foreman, 4 for Leah Jackson, and 3 for Emily Payne. Nelson had 2 players in double figures as well. Alana Eaton led the way with 19 points, 10 for Briley Pena, 5 for Layla Iliotti. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the wrong thing. 5 for Tali Walker-Bird, and 5 for Wakiria Daniels. Nelson ended up with 13 turnovers tonight. Nelson only had 7. This game had 1 tie and 3 lead changes. Mountain Home led for much of it. And, you know, while Nelson did a little better job taking care of the ball, again, as I said at halftime, the key to Mountain Home success tonight was getting the, make sure they contested about every shot they possibly could to get this victory. And with the win, the Lady Bombers are going to improve to 20-5 overall. They are 9-3 in the 5Bs. Nelson is going to drop to 23-4 overall. They are currently 10-2 in the conference. So, again, Mountain Home gets a 7-point victory, and that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers postgame show and the first portion of tonight's doubleheader. We'll come back to you in about 4.5 minutes as we